The bill calls for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to publish a list of protected streams and rivers and adopt water quality standards for them. Stephanie Smallhouse is president of the Arizona Farm Bureau Federation.
It clarifies a lot of things, and it puts the state in the driver's seat, which is where we believe they should be. So the framework that's been proposed strikes the right balance between clean water and clear rules.
Smallhouse says it makes sense to leave dry washes out of the rules because that's about land use, not clean water. But conservation groups oppose the bill for leaving many ephemeral waterways unprotected. Haley Paul of the National Audubon Society adds the bill is weaker than the former federal protections.
It's less than ideal in terms of if we're going to institute a new state regulatory program to be protective of our waterways, there's some elements of it that we think could be improved.
Including, she says, a more inclusive process for listing the protected waters and water quality standards based on science rather than a consideration of economic costs and benefits. The Arizona House and Senate have yet to vote on the legislation. For KNAU, I'm Melissa Siboney.